Well, it's good to be with you at the end of this year.
在年末的时候跟大家在一起真好。
I didn't realize this was a Christian Science meeting.
我没有意识到我们是在这里讲基督教和科学。
Not quite sure I understood everything that happened today.
我不太明白我今天是不是听懂了。
I'm glad for our brothers and what they share. I know it's the Word of God.
但是我很高兴，我知道我们弟兄们是在这里交通神的话。
Now I didn't quite understand how Naomi was involved with Newton.
我不大清楚这个拿俄米和牛顿到底有什么关系。
Not sure if an apple dropped on her head and she knew she had to go back.
我不知道是不是当那个苹果掉在拿俄米的头上，她就知道要回去了。
I have to confess I didn't study physics too much. It was more I studied physical education.
我实在要承认我没有研究很多的物理，我只是研究了体育。
I don't find that I have much knowledge as a result of my years playing football.
我觉得我虽然打了很多年的足球，但是我没有很多的知识。
Now, so I can tell you my science is pretty short.
所以我可以跟你们说，我的科学是很不了解。
I have my opinion about Newton, of course.
当然，我对牛顿我有自己的看法。
Personally, I prefer Fig Newtons over Oreos.
我对这个牛顿，我比这个 Oreo 这个麦圈更喜欢。
And I've studied Einstein.
我也研究过爱因斯坦。
Well, actually, I've studied baby Einstein with my grandchildren.
但是我是和我的孙子们一起看这个儿童的这个爱因斯坦这个教育片。
And the other thing I know.
另外一件事情我也知道。
I know what those sounds are up in the sky.
我知道当天空有声音，我知道他们是什么声音。
Come on.
你听。
Anybody who's seen the Star Trek movies knows it's the whale sound.
每一个人看过这个星际旅行的这个片子，就知道他们是这个声音。
So there you are. That's my science.
这就是我对科学的认识。
We had a brother back in New York, and he was an engineer.
我们在纽约有一个弟兄，他是一个工程师。
And he did share something that seems apropos to what I want to share this weekend.
他也交通过我今天要这个周末要交通的一点信息。
In fact, he spoke one Sunday on Einstein.
有一个主日，他在那里交通关于爱因斯坦的事。
And he talked about the revolution that Einstein caused.
他在那里就讲到爱因斯坦他得到这个启示。
Basically, Einstein theorized.
爱因斯坦他把这个变成一个理论。
That the things we formerly thought were constants are actually variables. And the things we thought were variables are actually constants.
他在那里发现我们认为是在那里恒定的，其实是在变化的。但是我们认为是变化的，其实一个稳定的。
Now that's what the Word of God says.
这是神的话，也这样说。
These things in this world we think are so constant are here forever, will soon be gone.
我们认为我们在这个地上是那么稳定的事情，但是他们马上就要过去。
And things quite variable and unseen.
在那些有很多变化的，你看不见的。
Will soon be established permanently.
马上就要永远的被建立起来。
You know, I mean, time. Now that's a constant, right?
你想想这个时间应该是一个常数。
Now, you're hoping it's constant when I'm speaking, right?
当你们听我讲的时候，你们盼望它是一个常数。
Time is constant.
它时间是个常数。
Einstein says you can bend time.
爱因斯坦说你不可能放弃时间。
That's right.
你不可能折时间。
If you send something at the speed of light into a black hole, it bends time.
如果你把这个一个东西用光速扔到这个黑洞里面，它就把它来弯曲了。
Which brings us back to Boaz and Naomi.
这就把我们带到波阿斯和拿俄米的故事。
No, I'm only kidding you. Okay.
我只是在这里开个玩笑而已。
I'm so glad, and I know I can say with confidence that my message has already borne fruit, even though I haven't spoken it yet.
我很清楚我的信息在这里还没有说，已经在那里结了果子。
Maybe I should leave it alone right now.
我今天我就可能就不应该讲了。
Because a number of you, dear brothers and sisters, hearing that I was speaking on James, have been reading the book.
因为在这里很多弟兄姊妹们，当我讲在这里讲雅各书的时候，你们已经在读了。
Now that's a wonderful blessing already.
这是一个很好的一个祝福。
We're wanting to look at the book of James, and I'm going to try to divide it up into three sections and look at the whole book.
我们想今天把雅各书分成三个部分，我们来看整个的雅各书。
Of course, we can only look at some basic principles and some examples.
当然我们只能看基本的原则和一些例子。
But I hope, while you're here this weekend, even if you haven't read the book and didn't know about what I was speaking on, that you will do so in your free time.
盼望你们还虽然还没有读过这本书的时候，如果你们知道我在讲，在你们空余的时间会去读。
I'd like to begin tonight just by opening the book, and we're going to do chapter 1 tonight.
我们今天只是有个开始，我们来读第一章。
Let's just start by reading some of these verses together.
我们只是来在这里一起来读一些圣经。
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散住在十二个支派之人的安。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，就当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he'll receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Then if we might just jump over to chapter 4 and read some verses.
然后我们跳到第四章，我们读几节圣经。
Verse 6.
第六节。
But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, as we come at the turn of this year, we want to look to you to lift us up.
天父，当我们来到你的面前，我们在这年末的时候，我们来到你面前，愿意你来提升我们每一个人。
We humble ourselves before you and before your precious word.
我们是在你和你宝贵的话面前自卑。
You've gathered us together for important matters.
你把我们聚集在这里，因为有重要的事情。
O Lord, gain all the ground you desire tonight in the hearts of your people.
主愿意你在你的百姓的心里面得到你所有的根基。
We thank you for our dear brother James and this which he has given us from your heavenly vision.
我们为着我们亲爱的雅各弟兄和他在你属天的这个意象里面所给予他的，我们感谢你。
Help us to apply this practical word to our lives, we pray.
愿意你把这些话作为实际来应用在我们的身上。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. The book of James is not too popular among Christians.
在基督徒里面，这个雅各书不是特别的受欢迎。
It seems like a whole bunch of exhortations thrown together, in some kind of order, which is hard to understand.
好像只是按照一定的顺序，把很多的劝勉来聚集在一起。
But this book is read by those who have their eyes on a goal.
但是这本书是那些当他们的眼睛住在目标上面的人来读。
James is clustered by the Holy Spirit in the middle of the New Testament with three other books.
圣灵就把雅各书放在新约里面其他的一些圣经的当中。
And as the men of the church decided on which books belonged in the canon of the New Testament, these four books strangely found themselves together.
当人想把这些圣经在一起放在哪些是正典的时候，这几卷圣经就那么奇妙地被放在一起。
There are four books that are exhorting us especially to this matter of holiness and righteousness.
有四本书在劝勉我们要我们做圣洁和正公义的。
I'm sure you understand I'm talking about Hebrews, James, and 1st and 2nd Peter.
我知道你们是知道我在这里讲的是希伯来书、雅各书和彼得前后书。
As well as declaring the gospel, these four books speak to us regarding holiness and kingdom righteousness.
当这些在福音以外也告诉我们这国度的公义。
If you think for just a moment, where there are some phrases that have to do with this matter of holiness that we find in these books.
当你在那里稍微思想的话，你就会发现在这些圣经里面有关于圣洁的描述。
There's a phrase, the saving of the soul.
里面有一个说法，就论到魂的得救。
Now this is not talking about our initial salvation.
这不是讲到我们起初的得救。
As when we're born again.
当我们重生的时候。
This is talking about your soul and mind being saved and gained completely by the Holy Spirit.
在这里就讲到你和我的魂被圣灵完全的得着和拯救。
So in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 39, it says, But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
在希伯来书10章39节那里讲到,
There are trials and problems among the Hebrews, but the process is to bring them to the saving of the soul.
在希伯来人里面有一些问题，但是这里面就有把他们的魂来拯救。
Here in James chapter 1 and verse 21,
在雅各书 第一章21节,
the scriptures say, Wherefore receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心灵，受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, we're told that our faith being tried obtains as the outcome salvation of your soul.
在彼得前书第一章第九节里面提到，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
And then there's another phrase that's used in these four books. The word perfect.
在这四卷圣经里面又有另外一个词是讲到完全。
Now you and I understand that there's no man upon the face of this earth who will be perfect until they're changed from mortality into immortality.
我们知道在这个地上没有人是完全的，直到当他不朽的，朽坏的变成不朽。
But there is a place that a Christian is to come to of maturity and completeness that is called perfection.
但是在这个有一个地步是讲到我们基督徒可以在这里得到完备的完备。
And these four books speak to us on this perfecting work of the Holy Spirit.
这四卷圣经就讲到
So I bring before your mind a few scriptures that you know.
我就把这几节圣经放在你们的前面。
In Hebrews 6 and verse 1,
希伯来书6章1节,
it says, Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
This is the exhortation.
这是一个劝勉。
We read in chapter 1 of James in verse 4.
我们也读到雅各书1章4节,
But let patience have her perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Or in James chapter 3 verse 2.
或在雅各书3章, 第二节,
if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man.
若有人在话语上没有过失, 他就是完全人。
And in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10,
在彼得前书五章十节,
Peter says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory of Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
那诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Now these four books, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, are not read by many Christians.
这四卷圣经，希伯来书、彼得前后书和雅各书，很多基督徒不会读。
But those Christians serious about coming to perfection and holiness find treasures in these epistles.
但是那些能愿意得到完全的那些人，他们在这里面就找到宝贵的地方。
These epistles have the glory in view.
这些书信里面在眼前有荣耀。
These epistles have your sanctification in view.
这就看到你我的在这里成圣。
And so I want to exhort us tonight.
所以今天晚上我愿意来劝勉大家。
This is the will of God for you.
这是神,
even your sanctification.
这是神在你身上的他的旨意，就是做成你的成圣。
Now it's important at the beginning to understand what holiness and righteousness is.
开始我们一定要明白圣洁和公义是什么意思。
There's an interplay between these two characteristics.
在这两个特性中间有一定的关联。
Now we know God alone is holy, and God only is righteous.
我们知道唯有神是圣洁的，也只有他是公义的。
But when Jesus came down, As the Son of God, He was both holy and righteous.
但是我们知道耶稣来到这个地上，他既公义又圣洁。
Holiness has something to do with our nature.
圣洁和我们的天性有一点点关系。
Righteousness has to do with our actions.
公义和我们的行为有关系。
You don't see too many times in Scripture the reference to a holy man.
在圣经里面有几次提到圣洁的人。
Rather you see that he is a righteous man.
你很少见到圣洁的人，但是你见到有公义的人。
In one sense, holiness is something you can see if you look closely.
圣洁是如果你仔细看，你可以会发现的。
But men in this world do not look for a holy man.
但是这个地上的人不是在那里找一个圣人。
When they call somebody a holy man, they're only joking about him. Oh, that's a holy man.
当他们叫一个人是圣人的时候，他们只是在开玩笑，说那个人是个圣人。
But what men are looking for
但是人在这里寻找的
is a righteous man.
是一个公义的人。
Today, we need to have a reason for the hope that's within us.
今天我们需要在我们为我们里面的盼望找到一个原因。
And even though I kidded about it, it's important to know these scientific things that our brother has been sharing with us in the afternoon.
虽然我在这里开过玩笑，但是我们要知道我们弟兄在这里下午讲到的关于科学的知识。
But in your school and in the workplace, what people are really looking for is a righteous person.
但是在你的学校和你的工作场所，人要找的是一个公义的人。
And that's what James is so practically pushing us into.
这就是雅各在那里，他从实际的角度来把我们推向那个方向。
Now, in relation to holiness and righteousness, the Jews had it turned around.
在关于圣洁和公义，他们这个犹太人，他们要转变。
They believed if they did outward acts of righteousness, they would come to inward holiness.
他们认为他们外在的圣洁、公义就能成为里面的圣洁。
As if God's process was working from outside in.
好像神的工作是从外到里面的。
But the scriptures clearly show us that God works from inside out.
但是圣经明明地告诉我们，神的工作是从里到外。
And before there can be righteous actions outwardly, there's got to be holiness inwardly.
在外面有公义的行为之前，我们里面一定要有圣洁。
It's an extraordinary claim which Paul makes, that all who have believed in Jesus Christ are saints, holy ones.
保罗在那里非常让人惊异地说，所有能信主耶稣的都是圣徒，是圣洁的。
And out of that holiness come righteous acts.
从那个圣洁来，你就公义就出来。
So we are holy and we do righteousness.
所以我们是圣洁的，所以我们也就做公义的事。
Now we know that only He is righteous.
只有他是公义的。
And we are made righteous.
我们是被做成公义的。
And this is something that our brother James had to learn.
这就是我们的雅各弟兄他要学到的。
Although James, who wrote this epistle, was the Lord's brother,
虽然雅各他是我们主的兄弟,
he had to come to the place where he recognized his righteousness was as filthy rags.
但是他一定要认识到他自己的公义只是一个破旧的衣服。
According to Paul, speaking scientifically, of course, for my brothers here,
按照保罗我们在这里科学的讲,
a zeal for righteousness seems to be in the Jewish DNA.
在犹太人他们的DNA里面，他们有一个热心要成为圣洁、公义。
Paul says it was a wrong kind of righteousness, not of knowledge, but of zeal.
保罗说那个是一个错误的一个事情，他们是热心。
And when the righteousness of God came in Jesus Christ, they rejected him.
但是当主耶稣的公义来的时候，他们就拒绝他。
Preferring to gain a righteousness as it were by works rather than by faith in the righteous one, even Jesus Christ.
他们宁愿通过一些行为来表现出他们的公义，而不愿意来信那位公义的那位，就是主耶稣。
Now, I want you just to think of what happened to James.
我愿意大家来想一想雅各身上发生了什么事。
Now, first of all, I need to explain for our American and English-speaking audience.
我先为这些讲英文的来解释一下。
This guy's name isn't James, it's Jacob.
他的名字不是雅各，是那个旧约里面那个雅各。
Now, the Chinese know that.
中国人都知道。
James was a Jacob.
这个雅各也就是那个雅各。
And he was Jesus' younger half-brother.
他是主耶稣的同母异父的弟弟。
And he was raised in the godly home of Joseph and Mary.
他是在约瑟和玛利亚这个一个圣洁的一个家里面被养大的。
And even with some influence by his older brother, he had a zeal for righteousness, probably.
他可能通过他的兄长，他就学会了对公义的一个热心。
But he was a Jacob.
但是他还是一个雅各。
And as far as we can ascertain, he did not follow the Lord Jesus while he walked on the earth.
我们确认的就是他在主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他没有跟随主。
We even get the impression that his own brothers were kind of thinking that Jesus was overboard in his claims to being the Messiah.
我们可能觉得他对他的兄长在那里号称自己是弥赛亚，他觉得他做得过分了。
Now we don't know the details of what happened.
但是我们不知道里面的细节。
But from Paul's recording of things in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we understand that Jesus first appeared to Mary and the other women and then to the 12 disciples in Jerusalem after his resurrection.
我们知道主当他复活以后，先向玛利亚和其他的妇女和他的十二个使徒显现。
And then he went up to Galilee.
然后他到加利利。
And according to Paul's order in 1 Corinthians 15, Jesus appeared to more than 500 of his followers, as it were, most of whom Paul said are still alive, though some have died.
根据保罗的记载，主向500人显现，在那个时候还有很多还在世的。
And then finally, Jesus went back to the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, where he ascended into heaven, and says, and all the apostles saw him in that ascension.
然后主就回到这个橄榄山，然后他在那里升天，他所有的门徒都看见他升天。
But we discover between the Mount in Galilee and the Mount of Olives, Jesus had a private visit with his brother Jacob.
但是我们知道在加利利和橄榄山中间主在那里来特别的探望他的弟弟。
Now we cannot doubt that James had heard of his brother's resurrection.
我们在那里一点不能怀疑雅各他听到他哥哥的复活。
His very mother Mary knew of this.
因为他自己的母亲知道。
And I wonder, though we don't know, if there was only one person who felt worse about his betrayal than Peter, maybe it was James.
我们在那里我们不知道，但是我们可以猜想，如果一个人觉得比彼得更后悔他的背叛的，那就是雅各。
To discover that James had been wrong about his older brother.
他就发现他对于他哥哥的认识一直是错误的。
And that he himself had rejected his own brother.
他自己在那里弃绝了他的兄长。
I think this could only be repaired by a merciful visit of Jesus to his brother.
只能是通过主耶稣亲自的在那里来探访他的弟弟，来修复。
We don't know what happened in that meeting.
我们不知道在那个接触发生了什么事情。
But all we know is after Jesus rose up from the Mount of Olives, James joined the rest of the saints in the upper room.Waiting for the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道，当主在橄榄山上升天以后，雅各就和其他的门徒一起在那个楼上，在那聚集等待圣灵的降下。
And though we cannot know all of the background, we certainly see what James says in the very first verse of his epistle.
虽然我们不知道这里面的背景，但是我们知道雅各书在雅各书里面第一章里面讲的第一句。
You notice he says, James, a bond servant of God.
他这里讲到做主耶稣基督仆人的雅各
and of my brother
不是我的弟我的弟兄们
isn't that an amazing thing to say
是不是一个很奇妙的事情
my brother in the flesh is the Lord
他说我肉身的哥哥是我的主
he's my master
他是我的主
and James had to learnrighteousness all over again.
雅各就重新要学公义。
Thank God he was saved by faith in his own brother.
感谢主，他是被他信他自己的哥哥来得救。
And he bore his righteousness from then on.
他从那个时候开始，也就身上带着他的公义。
James saw as he looked at his resurrected brother with the nails and his scars in his hand.
当雅各在那里看见那个复活的哥哥手上有钉痕。
If anybody learned their lesson, there's none righteous, no, not one, except this one.
没有别的人是公义的，除了这个人以外。
I think James was on his knees.
我相信雅各他跪下来。
This man was humbled beyond humbling.
因为他在那里，他被谦卑到不能被谦卑的一个地步。
He saw himself for the fool he was.
他觉得自己是何等的一个蠢人。
But then he saw.
然后他就看见了。
But even though Jesus knew no sin, yet he became sin for his brother James, that James might become the righteousness of God.
虽然主他不知道罪，但是他为了他弟弟雅各的罪，就成为让雅各可以得到救恩。
Because that's what Paul says for all Christians in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
在哥林多后书，保罗在那里说到，我们所有的基督徒都是这样。
And now we are robed with his righteousness.
我们现在是披上了他的公义。
And furthermore, we bear the breastplate of his righteousness as we stand in warfare.
但是而且当我们在征战的时候，我们带着他的公义的护心镜。
And we know it's his righteousness.
我们知道是他的公义。
And yet the Lord wants to work his righteousness out through our lives.
而且我们的主愿意让他的公义从我们的里面活得出来。
Now James had a picture in his mind that I'm sure remained for the rest of his life.
雅各在他一生的里面，他的脑子里面都有这么一个图画。
And what was that?
是什么样的图画？
I met a righteous one.
我在那里遇见了那位义者。
I met a holy one.
我遇见了那圣洁的那一位。
He's my brother.
那就是我的长兄。
And I know what righteousness looks like.
我知道公义看起来是什么样子。
Just one look at Jesus, and you know what righteousness is.
你只用看耶稣一眼，你就知道公义是什么。
Now Jesus during his ministry on earth spoke about kingdom righteousness in many ways.
在耶稣在地上行走的时候，他讲到国度的公义。
He spoke about these servants of the kingdom doing righteousness.
在那里讲到这个国度的仆人在那里做公义的事情。
You are a city set on a hill.
你们是那个山上那座城。
The light of the world.
你们是世上的
光。The salt of the earth.
你们是地上的盐。
Let men so see your good works that they glorify the Father who is in heaven.
让人看见你们的好行为，就把荣耀归给天上的。
Your righteousness in the kingdom is not just to be an outward righteousness.
你们在这个国度里面的公义不是外表的公义。
It's the righteousness of the heart.
公义是在我们的心里面。
How does it begin?
怎么样开始的?
Love the Lord God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
你要爱尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神，也要爱人如己。
Do righteousness.
你要行公义。
And let your righteousness and holiness be done in modesty and in the closet.
你也在那里让你的公义和圣洁坐在人不见不让人看见的地方。
Now you know Jesus declared in Matthew and other things.This righteousness of the kingdom of God.
你就知道主耶稣在马太福音里面在那里他宣告这个国度和公义。
As my co-worker Christian Chen always says, the kingdom of God is an pineapple upside down cake.
就像我们陈锡征弟兄在那里讲到这个公义就是你这个一个菠萝饼的倒过来。
In the kingdom of God, the poor are rich.
在公义的国度里面这些富裕的和贫穷的。
The meek gain all the inheritance.
那些谦卑的就得到所有的
产业。You understand the kingdom is different.
你知道这个国度是不一样的。
The kingdom looks like Jesus.
这个国度像耶稣一样。
And those who have a serious pursuit of holiness want to look like Jesus.
你要在那里，你要严肃的追求公义的话，你就会要
像耶稣。Oh, to be like thee! Oh, to be like thee!
哦，我要像你，我要像你。
Listen, if there were more people who looked like Jesus walking on this earth, Christians wouldn't get such a bad deal.
如果在这个地上有更多的像主耶稣在这上面行走的话，我们这个基督徒就不会有一个坏的名声。
But James has a lot to say about that.
雅各有很多要说的。
But James had to learn that this righteousness does not automatically come out of us when we get saved.
但是雅各当知道当我们得救的时候，这个公义并不自动的就出来。
There was a great mystery that was revealed after Jesus ascended to the throne of God and poured out the Holy Spirit.
当主升天以后，在圣灵降下了以后，有一个秘密就在那里被显示出来。
And until one understands the mystery of godliness, there is little righteousness that is seen in someone's life, except self-righteousness.
当人不理解这个公敬虔的奥秘的时候。就不能理解这个公义，除非是他自义。
You and I have been made righteous by Jesus Christ.
我们是被主耶稣基督来做成公义的。
By faith alone.
我们是因信称义。
Not by any works we've done.
不是靠着我们的工作。
But now we have righteous works to do.
但是我们现在有公义的工作要做。
We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
我们是他手里的工作在耶稣基督里做成的。
Now how do we do these things?
我们怎样做这些事情?
You see the great mystery of godliness.
你就看到敬虔的奥秘。
It's all centered in Christ.
都是聚集在基督的身上。
How do you do righteousness?
你在那里怎么样行公义?
It's His righteousness in you doing.
而是他在我们里面的公义来做出来。
That discovery of Christ in you.
你在那里发现基督在我们里面。
Is the liberating secret that enables you to do righteousness.
这就是让我们可以得以自由来行公义的。
That discovery that you are in Christ.
你发现你在基督的里面。
That you are hidden God.
你隐藏在神的里面。
That you're one in the body of Christ.
你是在神的基督的身体里面。
This is a great revelation of holiness.
这就是一个极大的敬虔的一个启示。
But until you understand who you are.
但是直到你理解你是谁以前。
There's no way you can serve in a righteous way.
你没有办法在那里来凭着公义来侍奉。
Who are you?
你是谁?
I hope you know your identity.
我知道，我希望你们知道你们的身份。
No more I. I've been crucified with Christ, so that's not who you are.
不再是我，我已经与基督同定了，这不是我们。
So if I say who are you, and you say I, already it's a mistake.
我说你是谁，你说我，你就已经犯了错误。
Well, who are you?
你是谁?
Christ liveth in me.
基督活在我里面。
The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. There's some life coming out of you. An exchanged life coming out of you. A life in union with Christ coming through you. And that is the secret to righteousness. What a tremendous thing this is to learn. And so James is exhorting the brothers. But it's a bit unusual the way James is writing his epistle. It's kind of like Paul's epistles without the first half. Now you know Paul writes an epistle, and the first half he gives kind of the gospel, and the second half he gives the practical things.
我们知道当保罗写他的书信，前半部分是讲福音，后面就讲实用的事情。
Now James instead, he doesn't go into the gospel side of it, he just starts right out with the practical stuff.
但是雅各他不讲福音的方面，他只是马上讲到实用的事情。
Now that's why when some Christians read this, even like Martin Luther,
所以当一些基督徒读这卷书信的时候，甚至马丁路德，
he thought that James was an Old Testament legalist.
他觉得这个雅各是一个旧约的一个律法徒。
Oh, what a legalistic Christian.
他说他是讲律法的一个基督徒。
All these rules, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that.
他也在那里有那么多的规章制度，你要做这个，不做那个。
He seems like a legalist.
他听起来像一个律法徒。
Until you understand something.
直到你认识他以前。
James was writing to saints. Jewish saints who already discovered the mystery of godliness.
但是雅各是在向那些已经发现了圣洁的奥秘的那些希伯来人，希伯来基督徒。
Even James himself had discovered by faith it was Christ's life in him that enabled him to do righteousness.
甚至雅各他自己也是通过信心来发现是他里面的基督的生命让他能行出公义来。
Today, there's a great veil over Christianity, people trying to do things out of their own strength.
今天在基督教里面有这么一个很大的一个那个帕子蒙在人的脸上，他们靠着自己来做工作。
Well, I wish I could give every Christian a copy of normal Christian life.
我希望我能给每一个人一个基督徒正常生活的这本书。
Have you read the book?
你有没有读这本书？
Do you live the book?
你有没有活那本书，按照那本书来活？
Ah,
好像没有。
But don't you see, that's the whole secret to the Christian life.
你没有看到那是整个你做基督徒的秘密吗？
I think some of you are straining at the oars by your own strength, trying to be righteous.
我们看见你们是在那里花最大的努力想成为圣公义。
And most of Christendom stays away from James altogether. It's too many legal things I got to do.
很多基督徒他根本就不愿意读雅各书，因为说有太多的事情，律法上的事情我要做。They
haven't really found the secret.
他们还没有发现里面的秘诀。Now
James is defining holiness in an interesting way.
雅各他在那里用一个很有趣的方式来在那里为圣洁下定义。And
it's because he's seen holiness in the person of Jesus Christ.
因为他在主耶稣的身上看见了圣洁。
And if I had to define what I think James sees as he's relating holiness and righteousness,
如果我要在这里猜想雅各如何把公义和圣洁联系在一起,
I would use the Old Testament phrase, an upright man.
我要在那里用到旧约的一句话，就是一个正直的人。
Now if I say to you, okay, lead a righteous life, it doesn't equate. What does that mean exactly?
如果我说你们要过一个公义的生活，你们说这个好像我听不懂。
In the Old Testament, there is a Jewish phrase that talks about such a man, and it's called the upright man.
在旧约里面有，在以色列当中，他们讲到有一种人，他们是正直的人。
In the Psalms and Proverbs alone, it's used more than 50 times, the upright man.
在诗篇和箴言里面讲到这个正直的人，讲到多过50次。
Now, as soon as you hear that definition, you understand something about it.
如果你刚一听到这句这个定义，你就明白了一些。
It means somebody who's straight.
那就讲到一些。
Somebody who's honest.
站得很直，他很诚实。
Somebody who's blameless.
他毫无瑕疵。
Somebody who stands tall in a testimony that is without crookedness.
他在那里作为正直的一个见证，他没有任何的弯曲。
So we read at the beginning of Job.
你看到在约伯记的起头。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect.
and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
在乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Now I see some of you at the Gospel of Righteousness are already falling asleep. So open your Bibles.
我们看见你们这里面有些人已经睡
着。Wake up, wake up, come on, hop, hop.
来，大家醒一下，醒一下。
Not New Year's Eve yet.
还没有到新年的除夕夜。
Don't be lazy.
你们不要懒惰。
It's important.
很重要。
Let's look at some verses that talk about the upright man for just a moment.
我们在这里读一些谈到正直的人的圣经。
First, in Psalm 32, verse 11.
诗篇32章11节
Now there's over 15 passages that have this same phrase. It's a key to the upright man.
在这里面有多于15处的圣经讲到一个关键词，就是正直的人。
What does it mean to be an upright man?
你们作为一个正直人意味着什么？
He's upright in heart.
他是在心里正直。
You see that phrase? Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
你们一人应当靠耶和华欢喜快乐，你们心里正直的人都当欢呼。
Upright in heart.
心里正直。
Your heart stands up.
你的心真理站
起来。Your heart is true.
你的心是真的。
Your heart is whole and pure.
你的心站得起单纯的，是纯洁的。
This is an upright man.
这就是一个正直的人。
Now,Our King Jesus carries a scepter.
我们的主，我们的王基督，他有一个权杖。
What is his scepter?
这个杖是什么？
Psalm 45, 6 and 7.
诗篇45章6、7节。
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom.
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
That's his strength. That's his authority.
那是他的力量，是他的权柄。
You find no crooked scepter in his hand.
你在他的手里没有看见一个弯曲的杖。
And we look in Psalm 11, verse 7.
我们再看诗篇十一篇。
And we see how precious the upright are to God.
我们看对神来说，正直是多么的宝贵。
For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face.Psalm 11, 7.
因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
God looks and allows the right upright man to behold his face.
神在那里看见了，他也让那些正直人见他的面。
There is a holiness without which we will not see the Lord.
这里这个圣洁，我们如果没有的话，我们就不能见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
因为那心里面纯洁的就得有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Today, the world looks for an upright man, upright woman.
今天这个世界在那里寻找一个正直的人和一个女人。
Somebody you can trust.
一个人你可以信任他。
Somebody who won't do you wrong.
这个人不会对你身上做任何的坏事。
An upright man.
一个正直的人。
You know, James became an upright man.
你知不知道雅各变成了一个正直的人
？Jacob became his. He has two nicknames. You know James's two nicknames.
你知不知道雅各有两个外号
？James the righteous，
雅各那义者。
And the other nickname？
还有一个名字。
How is it that he stood upright like that? James the just。
他怎么能站起来？雅各那个公义的人。
You looked at James and he looked like Jesus。
你看见雅各，你就看起来他像耶稣。
He didn't lie。
因为他不说谎。
He spoke the truth。
他在那里说实话。
He was honest。
他是诚实的。
He was sincere。
他是诚恳的。
James the righteous.
雅各那个公义的。
What was his other nickname?
另外一个外号是什么
？It's the secret to him being upright.
这就是他能够成为个正直的一个秘诀。
His other nickname was camel knees.
他的另外一个外号就是骆驼的膝盖。
Eusebius says that he prayed so much on his knees he had calluses like a camel.
你知道当他在地他跪下来祷告那么多次，他的膝盖就长茧，像一个骆驼一样。
When James talks about the prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, he understands what that means.
当雅各在那里讲到一个热心的这个祷告的人，他就知道那个是什么意思。
While the Jewish believers were arguing with one another, he went to his knees to find out the will of God.
当犹太的信徒们他们在那里争论的时候，他就去在神的面前跪下来。
And so respected was he and upright.
他是那么的被人尊敬，因为他是正直。
And so humble was he.
他也是那么谦卑。
That he became a pillar in the church of Jerusalem.
他成为教会的一个柱石。
I look everywhere I go for men who can be considered pillars in the house of God.
我不论到哪里，我就在那里找寻找一个能被称为神的教会的柱石。
And I've known some tragic situations.
我知道一些很悲惨的一些。
I've seen some gifted men, gifted by God.
我看见一些很有恩赐的神给他们很多的恩赐。
But because their business dealings were shady or crooked or tricky,
但是他们在那里用巧计来做一些的生意。
They could not be trusted.
他们不能被信任。
And they only could serve God in a limited way.
他们只能在一个很有限的方式来侍奉神。
You always saw in that brother some potential.
你总是看见那个弟兄看到他的潜力。
But their heart wasn't wholly given to the Lord.
但是他们的心没有完全的归给主。
So many of God's men lack pillar kind of standard in their life.
神有很多他的仆人，他们缺少在他们生命里面缺少要做柱石的这个标准。
Even their own families can't trust them.
就是他们的家人也不能信任他们。
This is a shame.
实在是很可怜。
James will speak to that.
雅各要在那里像那样的。人讲话。
He's looking for pillars in the house of God.
他在那里找神的家里面的柱石。
But there need to be people who attain to holiness.
那些人能够来达到圣洁。
Now we need to look behind the New Testament idea of holiness to see is something essential and beautiful there.
我们在新约里面也看见有些圣洁，在那里有些很基要的，也是很美丽的。
Holiness in the New Testament.Is not talking about somebody who walks a certain way or wears a certain clothes.
在新约里面讲到圣洁，不是讲到一个人他是穿一定的衣服，然后做一定的事。
A holy and a righteous man in the New Testament.
一个圣洁和公义的人，他在新约的里面。
Is somebody who is in such a union with his Lord.
他是和他的主有这样的一个联合。
That life, integrity, and wholeness come out.
让生命和纯正和圣洁可以活出来。
In the idea in the New Testament,
在新约的里面
，holiness is wholeness, spirit, soul, and body, holy in the Lord.
圣洁是讲到人的完全，他的灵魂体都在主的里面。
There's an integrity there, an uprightness there.
在那里有一个纯正，有一个正直在那里。
But the key to it is that it's in union with Christ Jesus.
但是关键的是要和耶稣有一个完全的联合。
Now when Paul talks about sanctification,
当保罗讲到成圣的时候
，How does he come to this matter and speak of it in the gospel?
他怎么样来论到这样的一个话题
？In Romans chapter 6, he tells us what sanctification is.
在罗马书第六章，他讲到成圣是什么意思
？It's knowing this.
他是这样说。
That we have been united with Christ in his burial, death and burial, and united with Christ in his resurrection.
我们是与主一同死，也一同复活。
We live in union with Christ.
我们是与他联合一起生活。
And his life comes through us.
他的生命就从我们里面显示出来。
With a wholeness to it.
在里面是完完全全的这样。
That enables us to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh.
可以让我们靠着圣灵而行，而不是靠着我们的肉体。
Now, when John writes in his gospel regarding sanctification, how does he put it?
当约翰在他的福音书里面讲到成圣的时候，他是怎么讲的
？Holiness is abiding in Him and letting His word abide in you, that you may bear much fruit.
圣洁就是我们住在他的里面，也让他住在我们的里面，让。他的生命结出果子来。
You see it?
你看不看得见
？It's united with Christ.
是与基督联合。
It's abiding in Christ.
是住在基督的里面。
His word abiding in you.
他的话也住在你的里面。
You're asking anything you want, and He's doing it.
你在那里问任何的问题，他都在那里做。
It's His life. It's His righteousness.
是他的生命，他的公义。
You see it?
你看不看得见
？Peter, when he speaks of sanctification, what does he say?
当彼得讲到成圣的时候，他怎么说
？By the grace of God, we've been born again.
我们是按照神的恩典，我们重生了。
And we've been made partakers of the divine nature.
我们是与神的性情有份。
Now with that divine nature, be diligent to add to it faith, and to faith, virtue, and right on through to agape love.
在那个在这个神的性情上面要加上Peter, First Peter?
Second Peter. In chapter 1 of Second Peter, he says, we have been made partakers of the divine nature.
在彼得后书第一章里面说到我们与他的性情有份。
And now this divine nature needs to be built upon.
但是而且在这个性情上面我们要再建立。
Adding faith, adding virtue, adding patience.
有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识。
Do you see it yet?
你没有有没有看见
？How are you going to be holy?
你怎么样才能成为圣徒
？Oh, I'm going to try harder.
我们要努力的来试。
Well, you'll get nowhere in 2014 doing that.
你在2014年你哪里也去不了。
Well, I'm going to do outward righteousnesses, and maybe if I do enough outward righteousnesses, it'll make me holy.
如果我在外面做一些公益的事情，就能够让我成为圣洁。
You know, there's some Christians who have that same zeal for righteousness in their DNA as the Jews have.
那些有一些基督徒，他们就像那些犹太人一样，在他们 DNA 里面有公义。
Oh, they're legalists and they're righteousizers, but they won't attain by their own strength.
他们哦愿意在那里守律法，愿意做公义，但是他们要从他们自己的工作来做出来。
No, James is talking about a holiness and righteousness coming out of something.
不是雅各在那里讲到这个是公义是从一个里面活出来。
There's a uniqueness.In James' perspective.
所以从雅各这个方面是一个很奇一个奇特的角度。
Now you are all now James scholars. You have been reading the book of James.
如果你们是研究雅各的学者，你们就读雅各。
So I want to give you my very very simple key to understanding the book of James as it talks about righteousness.
我们给你，我会给你一个很简单的钥匙。当你来读雅各讲到公义的时候，你一个很简单的一个钥匙让你明白。
Here it is.
就是这样。
Don't be double-minded, be single-hearted. That's it.
你不要心怀二意，你要一心一意，就这么简单。
What's the problem in the book of James?
在雅各书里面讲到了一个什么问题
？Double.
心怀二意。
He says double this, double that.
他说你的心怀二意，你是两个这个两个那个。
You notice in James chapter 1 and verse 7.
在雅各书，你知道一章第七节里面。
Now, don't think that man will receive anything from the Lord. He's double-minded, unstable in all his ways.
这样人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Oh, you have the man of faith, but then you have the double-minded man.
但是你虽然是信主的人，但是你是心怀二意的人。
There's trouble there.
在那里有一个问题。
We read in James chapter 4.
我们在那里也读到雅各第四章。
It says, "Cleanse your hands, sinners."
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手。
Purify your hearts, double-minded.
心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
Now in the Greek, it's translated double-minded most of the time in English.
在在希腊文里面，这个翻译讲到心怀二意。
But really in the Greek, it says don't be double-souled.
但是在希腊文里面讲到你不要有两个魂。
Now you see it.
现在你就看。
Now here's the story.
这里有一个故事。
We are to be pure in heart.
我们要心里面一心一意。
There's where faith is, faith in the heart.
这就是在我们心里面的信心。
But if we become double-souled, something distracts us from that oneness in Christ.
但是如果我们有两个魂的话，就有一些事情让我们搅扰我们，让我们不能与基督合一。
There's a competing party for our attention.
在那里面尤其有两个方面在竞为了我们的注意力来竞争
Now our heart believes, but our mind doubts.
我们的心来相信了但是我们的意念已经
And this throws us off.
这就不让我们偏离
And if you go through the book of James you find that there's all kinds of doubles
当你来到雅各书里面你看到有很多的两个方面
Doubles in our individual lives and doubles in the assembly
在我们个人的生命是有两个方面在教会里面也有两个方面
Double soul
两个魂
Double faith
Love,
两种爱 double thrones, thrones,
两个宝座
double judges,
有两个审判官
double tongues,
有两个舌头
double wisdom,
有两种智慧
He's saying double, I see double, no, one.
我看见有两个不行我们只能有一个
You see, brothers and sisters, we are one with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，你要看到我们是与基督合一的。
We are one in Christ. Christ is one in us.
基督在我们里面也是一个,
we are one under the will of God.
我们在神的旨意下一个,
we are one in the body of Christ.
我们在基督的身体里面是一个,
that's holiness.
这就是圣洁,
unity.
联合,
wholeness.
合一,
oneness.
完,
spirit, soul, body, all under the life of God.
灵魂体都是在神的生命的底下,
and then something comes along, double.
但是突然有一个事情跳出来,
and you lose
两个,
your peace. You lose your peace.
你就没有平安了,
you lose your way.
你就没有道路了,
you fall into sin.
你就落在罪的下面,
something's doubled you up.
有一个人, 有一个方面让你变成两个方面,
and so James is going to talk about this throughout the book.
这就是雅各在整卷书里面就谈到的。
Now, where do we see this unifying principle in James?
我们在哪里看到这一个合一的这么一个原则呢?
Well, there's a beautiful passage here. Let's look in chapter 1, verses 23 through 25.
我们就看1章第3到第5节。
I do believe James gives us a key here.
我相信雅各在这里给我们的一个钥匙。
Now he's talking about somebody hearing and doing. There's doubling going on.
你在这里就看到有一个人，他听见了，他也做什么事情，然后就是两个方面。
Now if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself and he goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
因为, 听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
But here's the phrase, verse 25.
这里25节。
But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and abides in it.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由律法的，并且时常如此。
Now here I have in my translation continues in it, but it's the same word abide as Jesus said abide in me.
这里就讲到住在里面，就像
So he who abides in the perfect law of liberty and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Now, the perfect law of liberty.
讲到那全备使人自由之律法。
It could also be translated the perfecting law of liberty.
你就讲到让人完全的使人自由的律法。
It's a law.
是一个律法。
It's something of the word of God.
这是神他的话。
It's something to be obeyed.
你要在那里遵行。
But it's not the Old Testament law. No, no, no.
但是这不是旧约的那个律法。
It's a law of liberty.
是让人自由之律法。
Doing this law liberates you.
你如果行这个律法，就让你自由。
You know, this is hard for Christians to understand. In the New Testament,
让基督徒很难理解，在新约里面，
You're set free by a law.
你被律法来释放。
This is a New Testament law.
这是一个新约的律法。
James is not talking about the Old Testament here.
雅各不是在这里讲到旧约。
What is this perfect law of liberty?
这个全备使人自由的律法是什么？
Well, let's think about this matter of New Testament law.
我们在这里看一看新约的律法。
It is a law.
也是一个律法。
And in the New Testament, it talks about abiding by law.
在这个新约里面也讲到住在这个遵行律法。
The perfect law of liberty is quite similar to what Paul talks about in Romans 8.
这个全备使人自由律法，也就是保罗在罗马书第八章第二节里面讲的。
What does he say?
他说什么？
But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。That
is a New Testament law there.
在那里也有一个新约的律法。It's
a principle of life.
是一个赐生命的律。The
law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。Now,
Hebrews chapter 8.
在希伯来书第八章
talks about the new covenant.
讲到新约。
It's a new law.
一个新的律法。
Oh, but this law is a lot different than the old law, isn't it?
但是这是跟像旧约的律法完全不同。
Just make three points about it.
你在那里你记下三点。
First of all, you don't have to tell people no God because you'll know God.
首先你不要跟别人说你认识神，因为人都已经认识了。
Number two.
第二点。
You'll have the laws written on your heart.
你要这个律法是写在你的心板上。
Number three, he can cast your sins away as far as the west is from the east.
他就把你东离西有多远，他就让你的罪洗得多么干净。
And he'll remember them no more.
他不再纪念你的罪。
Do you abide by that law?
你行行不行那样的律法？
Do you have that internal law?
你在里面有没有你的律？
Is that word liberating you all the time?
这个这样的话是不是时时刻刻的都在释放你？
Are you in that covenant? You know the Lord. You know the Lord.
你在那个在不在那样的新约里面，你认不认识主？
There's nothing more liberating than knowing the Lord.
没有任何东西比让你认识主更让人释放的。
You see the Lord for a minute, bingo, you know exactly what you're supposed to do.
你看主在那里说，你就马上就知道你应该怎么做。
You as a Christian have that better covenant if you're living by it.
如果你那样活出来，你就有一个更好的一个约。
James calls it in chapter 2 the royal law of Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself, in James chapter 2 verse 8.
雅各在第二章第八节里面说呢，至尊的律法就是要爱人如己。
Now there's a law.
有一个律法。
Are you keeping that law?
你有没有守那个律法？
Let me tell you what the law is.
我要现在告诉你这个律法是什么。
Love God with all your heart.
你要尽心爱你的神。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
你要爱人如己。
There's a law that liberates.
这个律法让人释放。
What does John talk about?
约翰在那里讲什么？
The new commandment I give unto you.
我给你的一个新的命令。
Not like the old command, it's a new command.
这不是像一个旧的命令，而是一个新的命令。
You see, Christians are still living by a law.
你看基督徒也是要靠着律法而活。
But it's a liberating law.
但是这个律法让我们释放。
Now how does James describe this law?
雅各是怎么样在这里描述这个律法？
It's a word that dwells in you.
这是在我们里面的神的话。
He who abides in the perfect law of liberty.
你就守的全备律法的。
Now what's he talking about?
他在你说什么？
We go back to verse 21.
我们回到二十一节。
Of James chapter 1.
雅各第一章。
Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
There is a word implanted in us.
在里面有一个栽种的道。
The Holy Spirit plants that seed.
圣灵在那里就种下了这个种子。
And he brings it to our remembrance.
他然后就让我们记起来。
Before any event happens in your life, there's already a seed of explanation that will save your soul already inside.
在你做任何事情以前，都有一个种子种下来，来在那里救你的魂。
Have you come back to that living word?
你有没有回到那个活的话语的里面？
It can save your soul.
那可以来救你的魂。
Now James says it's like this.
雅各说就像这样。
This law of liberty is like this mirror.
他就说这个让人自由的律就像一个镜子。
Now, you look in that mirror.
当你看那个镜子。
Now what do you see in that mirror?
你在镜子里看见什么？
What does it say in here in verse, where is it? Verse 23.
在这里讲到二十三节。
He's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, who sees it, goes away, and forgets what it looks like.
就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
Now, 44 years ago,
四十四年以前
，I was going to seminary.
我在那里，我去上神学院。
And the first advanced Greek class I took was we looked at the book of James from the Greek, not the English.
我在那里上的第一个高等希腊文这堂课，我们就看雅各书的希腊文。
Now we translated every phrase, and we came to this phrase here in chapter 1, verse 23.
当我们在那里翻译，从希腊文来翻译，当我们来到二十三节的时候。
And here in my Bible is translated natural face.
在这里就看到本来的，在我的圣经里面讲到是本来的面目。
Now the problem is literally in Greek, it says the face of your birth.
在希腊原文里面，它是讲到你出生的那个面目。
But the typical Greek the scholars' minds would translate the Bible and say, well, that doesn't make any sense. So they said, you look at your natural face in the mirror, go away and forget what it looks like.
一个典型的一个希腊的学者，当他翻译的时候，他说这个好像，当你看见你出生的那个面目，然后你就走了，你就忘记了，这个好像没有什么意思。
Now, if James means that by this illustration, it's a pretty poor illustration.
雅各他在这里面说的这个例子好像不是那么清楚。
Now you realize I'm an ignorant person. I have no idea what it says in Mandarin.
好像他不知道我在这样怎么翻译中文。
But I do know what it says in Greek.
但是我知道在希腊原文里面是什么。
So in other words, my version here says,
That a man goes and looks in a mirror in the morning, and there he is, and he looks in there, and then he goes away and forgets what he looks like.
当一个人早晨他来到镜子面前，他看见自己的面目，然后他说，然后他就走了，他就忘记是什么样子。
Now, let me ask you, is that very likely to happen?
你让我来问你这个问题，是不是很可能发生呢？
I've been looking at this mug here for 70 years.
我看见我自己这个面目看了七十年。
I don't forget what this looks like.
我绝对忘不了这是一个什么样的面目。
I look in the mirror, I go, oh no.
当我看见镜子，我说哦。
I say better to take my glasses off. Oh yeah, I look better now.
我最好要把我的眼镜去掉，这样好像现在看起来好一点。
I don't think that's the point at all.
我觉得这不是这个要点。
He's saying.
他在那里说。
That we need to look in that mirror and realize who we are in Christ from the moment we were born. It's the face of Genesis, Genesis.
他在。
Who are you? That's the issue here.
他在那里其实讲的是你当你在那里看镜子里面那个人，你要认识到你当你得救的时候，那个你是什么样子，是你起初的是什么样子。
Now this is what Christians forget every day.
这就是我们基督作为基督徒，我们天天我们忘记的事情。
Who are you? Look in the mirror of the Word. Of course, it's the Word. You see.
在这里面，你看你看见了你的镜子。
Who am I?
说我是谁
？A new creation in Christ.
我是在基督徒里面，基督里新造的生命。我与基督同进十字架，他活在我的里面。
I'm a new man.
我是一个新人。
He is my righteousness.
他是我的公义。
I'm one in the body of Christ.
我是在基督身体里面的一部分。
And we walk away from the mirror.
当你从镜子离开。
We forget who we are in Christ.
你就忘记你是。
We live like a sinner.
你就活得像一个罪人。
We live like a carnal person.
我们就像一个错误的人活着。
It's terrible.
很可怕。
Now what happens when we do that?
当我们这样做，我们有什么事情会发生？
James is not trying to condemn anybody.
雅各不在这里定任何人的罪。
He says, when your eyesight goes double, you see there's double, and you're in double trouble.
他说，当你的眼光变成双光的时候，你就在双重的麻烦里面。
Now there's a way back.
但是有一个方法可以返回。
What is that?
那是什么方法？
You humble yourself.
你在这里谦卑下来。
You go back to the word.
你回到主的话里面。
You look again in the mirror.
你在镜子里查看。
And this time you abide in that.
这一次你住在里面。
This is who I am in Christ.
这就是我在基督里面是什么样子。
I am no longer old creation.
我不是那个旧造。
I'm no longer in Adam. I'm no longer in Adam.
我不是在亚当里面。
I'm in Christ.
我是在基督的里面。
And you come back into oneness with him.
你就回到与他的合一的里面。
Abiding in this perfect law of living.
你就活在这个使人全备的律法里面。
And whenever we go double,
当我们变成两面的时候，
we humbly come back to the word.
我们就来谦卑的回到话语的里面。
This is able to save your soul.
这就能救你的魂。
Don't be a forgetful looker.
你不要像那个一个容易忘记的那个人。
Know who you are.
你要认识你是谁。
So important.
这样的重要。
You know the devil lies to you and say, you know what, you're a sinner.
你知道这里面有一个谎言说你是一个罪人。
Now I love that song. I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
我喜欢这首歌，说我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
But when you look in that mirror, you better say that last line, saved by grace.
当你看那个镜子的时候，你只要唱最后的一句，说你是蒙了救恩。
If you say I'm only a sinner, you're wrong.
如果你只是说我只是一个罪人的话，你就错了。
That disparages all that Christ Jesus did on your behalf.
那个主已经在那里已经完全为你做了这个事情。
Now don't you lie in that mirror.
你不要在那个镜子里面撒谎。
You're saved by grace.
你已经被恩典。
You're robed in His righteousness.
你在他的里面。
You're filled with the Holy Spirit.
你是充满了圣洁。
It's not your life, it's His life.
不是你的生命，而是他的生命。
That's who you are.
那就是你是谁。
You're one in the body.
你在基督的身体里
面一部分。You're not divided in the body.
你在基督的身体里面没有分开的。
It's not double body.
这不是两个身体。
The church can't be split.
这个教会不能分开。
There's one body.
只有一个身体。
You see it in the mirror?
你在镜子里面看见没有？
And when the church goes double, go humbly back to the word until you see it again.
当你成为两面的时候，你就回到镜子里面专心的看。
This is able to save your soul.
这就能拯救你的魂。
Now, some of you fall back asleep, so let's move right along.
有些人已经睡着了，我们再往前
okay.
前进。
Now, I'm just going to use two points in chapter one to clarify what I'm saying.
我只想再用第一章两个点来 讲我是说的是什么意思。
Now again, let me make the simple point.
我在这先提一个简单一点。
Abide in Christ, let him abide in you and live out of that union with him.
住在主的里面，也让他住在你的里面，与他完全的联合。
Purity of heart.
你在你的心要单纯。
And if you go double, get back to purity again.
如果你变成心怀二意，你回到专心的里面。
James looks out over the congregation of Jewish Christians. He says, Ah, double, double, double.
当雅各看见那些犹太人的聚会里面，他说：“你是专心二意，你是心怀二意的。”
Now, when your husband gets upset with you, I don't want you to turn to him, point to him, and say, double.
当你的丈夫对你不高兴的时候，你不愿意让他转过来说你是心怀二意。
Inside their heart.
因为你一个人，你要知道你心里面是什么。
All right. So now, James in chapter 1 says two things double us up.
雅各在第一章里面有两讲到两件事，让我们变成心怀二意。
Verses 1 through 12.
第一节到第十二节。
Many trials.
有很多的试炼。
Trials.
试验。
When trials come.
当试验来临的时候
And James says, when many trials come,
雅各说当很多的试炼来临的时候
Now, is this a Chinese phrase? Where did I pick this up? Trouble never comes in twos, always comes in threes.
在中文里面好像有这么一句词说是祸不单行
Is that Chinese?
是不是中文
Well, if it's not, it's German, because I've heard it before.
如果不是的话就是德语我在哪里听到过
James is saying, okay, maybe you have one trouble,Not so bad. You can still hang on to your unity. How about when many troubles? Count it all joy when many trials come upon you.
雅各说你有一个问题还不算问题，但是如果你受到百般的试炼怎么办？都要以为大喜乐。
Now you know the devil likes bowling, and he never likes the bowl when there's just one pin out there.
你喜欢当你打那个保龄球的时候，你不愿意只有一个那个柱子放在那里。
So he'll give you a whole bunch of trouble.
他会给你很多的这个柱子。
Who is the perfect man?
谁是这个完全的人
？The perfect man abides in Christ during trouble.
这个完全的人，当困境的时候，他住在基督的里面。
And when the troubles come, he counts them joy.
当试炼来临的时候，他认为是他认为是喜乐。
Now, how many of you get really happy and start laughing when troubles come?
你们中间有多少人当遇到麻烦的时候，你们开始笑
？He's not talking about happy. He's talking about joy.
他不是讲到你好像很高兴，而是讲到喜乐。
How can you have joy when many trials come?
当百般试炼的人来的时，百般试炼来的时候，你怎么能喜乐
？Very clear.
我们看到第一章
，verse three，
第三节。
Because you know something.
因为你知道什么
？Knowing this.
你们要知道。
The testing of your faith produces patience.
因为你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Now let patience have its perfect work.
让忍耐也当成功。
That you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing.
使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Now from the moment we come to Christ, we have faith.
当我们来到基督面前，我们有信心。
Short faith.
我但是是很短暂的信心。
I believe.
我相信
it lasts for a 100-yard race.
它只是像跑百米一样短。
One mile run, I run out of faith.
如果你要跑一英里的时候，你就
那 God
消失了。
Put substance into our faith by putting patience in our faith.
神他是用忍耐让我们信心里面
来持久。Now patience in your faith says, I still believe, I still believe, even when trouble keeps going.
信心的忍耐是说，当你遇见问题的时候，你还要说我要继续，我要继续。
In your union with Christ,
当你与基督联合的时候
，patience is when troubles come and you see God's in this.
忍耐就是当你看见问题来的时候，你看见神在那里。
Because the truth of the matter is, you are in Christ, and when troubles come, God has a purpose in those troubles to perfect your life.
事实就是当你在基督的里面的时候当困难来的时候神要在你有一个旨意就要在你在基督里面把你做得完全
So what does James say?
雅各说什么
God's in it
神在那里面
If you lack anything ask him he'll give it to you he wants to give it to you and he won't scold you
如果你欠缺什么你就求神他就会给你他也不责备人
And so here you are going through trouble
当你在经历这个困难的时候
and lacking nothing
但是你什么也不缺
He's your supply.
因为他是你的供应。
You've hid under the shelter of his mighty wing.
你是在这个大能的遮荫蔽底下。
You're like the upright who run into the mighty rock of God.
你就像那个正直的人来跑到那个神的这个磐石那里。
When troubles come, draw near to him.
当困难来的时候，你要亲近神。
He's your supply.
因为他是你的供应。
In trouble, you can ask God, and He never says, "I'm not going to give it to you. I don't like you anymore."
当遇见困难的时候，你求神，他绝对不会说我不会给你的，我不爱你了。
But,
但是
you can go double in a time of trouble.
但是你在遇见困难的时候，你可以会变成两面双面人。
And when you're asking in faith,
但是在你凭着信心求的时候
you begin to doubt.
你在那里你可以有一点疑惑。
I don't know if God loves me.
你说我不知道神还爱不爱我。
Maybe God's punishing me.
也许神在那里惩罚我。
Maybe God's forsaking me.
也许神已经抛弃了我。
I have this cancer, I have this problem, maybe God's forsaken me.
你说我有得了癌症，我有这个问题，也许神把我遗弃
了。Does God love me anymore?
神不再爱我了。
I don't think I can make it through.
我不觉得我能度过这一个难关。
I lack.
我缺欠。
You see what it says there?
你看这里面说的是什么？
You can ask and you will lack nothing. But verse 6 says, But let him ask in faith with no doubting. He who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Don't let that person suppose they'll receive anything, because they're double-minded.
在第六节里面说到，只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么，因为他们是心怀二意的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, this chapter one promises us two things.
弟兄姊妹们，第一章给我们两个应许。
Many trials.
百般的试炼。
Much joy.
但是又全备的喜乐。
You remain where you are in Christ.
你在保持你在基督里面的地位。
Now, if you get double-souled,
如果你有两个魂。
And next thing you know, you're tossing up and down.
下面马上你就发现你在那里翻滚。
You believe in God, you're doubting God.
你一方面信神，一方面又怀疑神。
You know God loves you, you're not sure if God loves you.
一方面你知道神爱你，一方面你又不太确定。
Has that ever happened to you?
有没有发生在你身上？那个时候你怎么办？
You humbly go back to the Word of God.
你在那里就回到神的话语的面前。
You re-examine how much He loves you.
你就在那里再查看他是何等的爱你。
You re-examine the price He paid for you.
你就再重新的查看他为你付了何等的代价。你把你自己的案子在主谦卑的放在他的前面。
You purify your heart.
你纯净你的心。
Lord, I'm in your hands.
说主，我在你的手里。
That's it.
就这么简单。
I'm going to stop listening to all these voices.
我不要听那些周围的声音。
What does he say?
他自己说什么？
Verse 12.
十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures trial.For when he's been proved, he'll receive the crown of life which the Lord promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Now James comes back to this theme all the time of this, faith that acts and then the action produces a reward.
雅各不止一次地讲到你信心，然后你的行为，然后这个行为就给你带来了一个冠冕。
By...Enduring temptation or trials, you have proven that you love God, and God will bless you.
你在那里经过忍受试探，你就证明你爱神，神也给你一个冠冕。
Oh, it's easy to love God when everything is peachy creamy.
当一切都很好的时候，很容易你在那里爱神。
But throw three trials in the way.
但是如果神给你三个试炼。
Do you still believe God loves you?
你还信不信神爱你？
Are you still one with Christ?
你还与基督是不是合一的？
Do you still receive all things in Christ who strengthens you?
你还有没有从基督里面得到一切来坚固你？
You love God.
你爱神。
And God will bless you.
神也就祝福你。
You have endured the trial.
因为你在那里忍受了试探。
And you have been perfected in your faith.
你是在你的信心里面得到完全。
You said God's in this, God's in this.
你说神在这里，神在这里。
See, all the way in chapter 5, he says, take Job as an example.
在第五章里面，他讲到你用约伯做一个例子。
And he speaks about patience.
在里面讲到忍耐。
Although Job argued all the time about his problems,
虽然约伯在那里总是在为他的困难来这里争论。
What's the one thing Job held on to?
有什么事情约伯在那里抓住？
God's in this. God's in this.
他就是神在里面，神在里面。
Can you be that way?
你能不能这样？
Now, in chapter 1, verse 13 through the rest of the end of the chapter, basically, he talks about a second thing that tests our doubling.
1章13节一直到第一章的末了, 讲到另外一个, 两个方面的试炼。
Now, we get tempted.
我们被试探。
That's different than trial.
这不是试炼。
Now, you're tempted to sin.
你们被试探去犯罪。
Now, the first temptation, you see, temptation always has delusion in it.
在那个试探,
and when some people get tempted, they immediately say, God is tempting me.
当一个人受试探, 他马上说,
now, what does that mean, God is tempting me?
你说神试探你是什么意思?
Now, you know, back in the old days when this was written, you know, the Greeks and the Roman gods, they really thought that those gods tempted people just because they were mad at somebody or they're going to try to take care of somebody, so they give them a tough test.
在那个时代, 当那些希腊人, 他们觉得希腊的神不停地在试探那些人, 给他们一些问题来试探他们。
James says, don't you believe this lie, God doesn't tempt you.
但是雅各说, 你不要相信这个谎言,
God
神不试探你,
can't tempt you.
神不能试探你。
It's not in his character to tempt you.
就不是他性情里面的一部分。
Don't believe that lie.
你不要信那个谎言。
A lot of Christians that get tempted and they say, oh, I think I'm on probation. I think God sort of loves me, but he's not quite sure.
当, 基督徒他们受到试探的时候, 他说, 神让我在实习, 我知道他爱我, 但是我不那么肯定。
All right, now don't be deceived and go double on God. Here's the deal. When you're tempted, you're the one who's the problem.
当你在那里被试探的时候，你是那个问题，你不要信这个谎言。
Now he says, you know what God is like?
他说，你知道神是怎么样子的。
Every good and perfect thing that has ever come to you came from God.
他说到各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从神来的。
And he's never changed his mind about you.
他从来不会改变他对你的心思。
Don't you say God's being tempted me with something terrible.
你不要说神用一些很可怕的事情来试探你。
Now temptation is when our own lusts draw us out of that union with Christ and our soul begins to pursue something else.
试探就是我们里面的私欲把我们与基督的合一里面给带出来，让我们的魂就在那里可以寻求别的方面。
So David loved God with all his heart, and then he saw Bathsheba. Double, 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 double.
当大卫他一直爱神，但是他看到拔示巴的时候，他就变成了两面人。
Now temptation is not sin.
这个试探还没有到犯罪的地步。
Now we know that Jesus was tempted.
我们知道耶稣被试探。
Temptation is not sin.
试探不是罪。
But here's the deal. Now I got bad news.
但是我有一个坏消息。
As long as we're human beings on the face of this earth, we have a downward tendency in our flesh.
只要我们还在这个地上是人的话，我们就有一个这么一个下沉的一个倾向。
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the boastful pride of life tries to draw us out of our union in Christ.
肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲和眼目的情欲，把我们与基督的联合来带出去。
And you know, some guy could be 100 years old, they still get tempted.
一个人虽然可以活到100岁，他还是会受试探。
But now you can abide in Christ, or you can allow that temptation to bear seed and produce sin.
你或者可以住在主的里面，或者你可以就让那个试探来结出恶果，让你来犯罪。
Now that's the reality we live in.
这就是我们活的现实。
Whether it's a temptation to fear or be angry or a temptation to lust or immorality,
不是,
temptation draws us out of the unity we have in Christ.
不管这个试探是要让你撒谎，是要让你淫乱，都是要把我们从基督的联合里面来带出去。Okay,
so now you have fallen in the sin.
现在你已经被落到罪的下面。Now
what do you do?
你怎么办？
You say, oh no, I've sinned, I'm a failure.
你说，哎呀，我犯罪了，我多么失败啊！
I'm going to go hide in the shadows for a while, wear sunglasses.
我要去躲到阴影里面戴上我的墨镜。
I'm going to go anonymous from the church for a while. Just take off, say I'm busy.
我要离开这个教会，我的被匿名下来，我说我很忙。
Now that's our temptation.
这也是我们的试探。
See, when we have sin in our lives, our temptation is to hide from God.
当我们在我们的生活里面我们犯罪的时候我们的倾向是就是远离神
But the antidote is exactly the opposite.
但是这个解药就是正正恰好的相反
Now you have sinned.
你已经犯罪了
And here's what God said.
这就是神说的
I give grace to the humble.
但是我会把恩典给那些谦卑的人
Draw near to me.
亲近我
Don't run away.
不要跑
Draw near.
来亲近我
Cleanse your hands.
把你的手
in his precious blood,
放在我他宝贵的血里面
purify your hearts,
来净化你的心
double soul,
你有两个魂
love me,
爱我
and he cleanses us, brings us back where we belong.
他就把我们的罪来洗净 把我们带到我们
that's what there in chapter 1 verses 21, 25, all this perfect law of liberty and everything, that's the context of it.
这就从二十一节到二十五节里面讲到这个使人全备的律法，他们的环境。
The reason many Christians forget who they are in Christ is because they have gone double, and they aren't looking in the mirror.
很多基督徒他们从这个主的里面出来，是因为他们忘记看那个镜子，他们变成两面人了。
So now we need to humbly come back.
我们要谦卑的回到他的面前。
Now, maybe you think James is kind of a tough old codger, a righteous man, tough.
也许你觉得雅各是一个很那么健壮的一个公义的人。
Nobody understands being humble more than James.
但是没有人比雅各更明白谦卑。
Nobody understands how important it is to draw near to God.
没有人比他更明白什么样叫亲近神。
He's trying to encourage the believers.
他在那里要勉励信徒们。
Don't be double-souled.
你不要心怀二意。
You'll see this has many applications.
你看这里应该有很多可以应用的。
You can't love God and love the world. It's just double.
你不可能又爱神又爱这个世界，这就是两面的。
But we'll look at some of these tomorrow.
我们在明天再重新看这一方面。
God willing, we'll take up chapters 2 and 3.
如果主愿意，我们就读二三章。
I'm glad you've got them memorized already.
我很高兴你们已经把它记住了。
And if you just take a look through chapter 2 and 3, I want you to see double.
我要、
double.
要让你们看二三章的时候，你到处找到哦，两个方面，这里也是两个方面。
Good job on that. The Lord wants us to be one in Christ.
主愿意我们。与基督是合一的。
The perfect law of liberty.
使人全备的律法。
This is the upright life.
这就是一个正直的生活。
Our Father, we thank you so much that you give us practical words to live by.
天父，我们感谢你给我们可以应用的话来让我们生活出来。
All of us understand how tough it is when trials come.
我们都知道当试炼来临是何等的困难。
And even when temptations lure us away into sin.
当诱惑把我们从这里偏离，让我们来犯罪的时候
，We know in our hearts when we're double.
我们知道在我们的心里面，当我们心怀二意的时候
，We can tell when we've compromised and something's wrong.
我们知道我们在那里妥协，有些事情已经做错了。
Oh, bring us humbly back to your engrafted word.
主把我们来重新谦卑的带到你话语的面前。
We may see who He is, who you are.
我们看到他是谁，你是谁。
And who we are in you.
我们是谁在你的里面
We want to have our souls saved from the influences and the downpulling of the world.
我们愿意让我们的魂被这个世界向下的力来拯救出来。
Oh Lord, do raise up upright men and women.
主把我们这些男人和女人都给我们高升。
Those who stand true to you in this crooked world.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，在你面前能够站立。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求
Amen.
Amen.